The Buffalo Bisons begin another season of baseball in downtown today when they host the Rochester Red Wings at 2:05. Out at Coca-Cola Field already this morning is the team's play-by-play man, Ben Wagner, and he joins us live on the air. Ben, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having us on to talk about a very big and exciting day.
Absolutely. I feel the excitement here in downtown. I've seen some of the footage on TV already this morning. You know, on Sunday morning, I woke up, I think I had about a foot of snow in my driveway. And, of course, that's just 4 days ago. So the question first and foremost is, how is the field?
Well, the good news, at least from the downtown perspective, we only had 4.5 inches of snow versus your foot when we woke up on that Sunday morning. What's even better news is I'm looking out right now at Chad Lorre, our head groundskeeper, and he's doing his pregame routine on the John Deere, circling around the infield. Everything gets a thumbs up. We are ready for baseball in downtown Buffalo because the field has improved so much, in large part thanks to his and the crew's work over the last 48 hours. But Mother Nature really helped out when the sun came out on Tuesday. And then yesterday, with the sun and the wind, the infield dried out. Everything seems to be thawed out. And first and foremost, I mean, the safety for the players on the field is not even a concern. So we are ready to open the gates and have a lot of fun this afternoon.
And if I'm not mistaken, the starting pitcher today, Marcus Stroman?
That's correct. One of the best prospects that the Blue Jays have moving his way through the system. In fact, he's the top-rated prospect that the Blue Jays have placed here in Buffalo, and he gets the baseball today. Had an opportunity in spring training to maybe crack the opening day roster and maybe even the opening day rotation, but remember, he's just, you know, 22 years old, very young guy, a lot of promise in this young right-hander's future.
What is it like when we see players like that come through? I mean, I remember talking to you when Aroldis Chapman came through the league a few years back. When you have a guy like that, especially when it's a pitcher, what does that bring to the ballpark on a day like today?
Well, a certain buzz every fifth day, especially if that guy's in the rotation. And even more recently, Matt Harvey, Zach Wheeler, guys that have gone on to shine brightly in New York. And when you have somebody with the talent and especially the upside that you've got with individuals like that, you're looking at them from a development perspective when they're here in Buffalo. But also you start to see the glimmers of light and promise on how that will translate then to the big league stage. Because if the guys have the accolades and they live up to it, you can see that success while you're here in Buffalo when you're not on the major league stage. But everything is starting to be compared to major league caliber talent. So I always check the box scores and find out when guys are pitching or maybe that next prospect is coming through. And fortunately, from a Buffalo's perspective and a Bison fan perspective, we've been quite spoiled with our pitchers over the last 3 years.
Of course, today is the start of the season. Now, I just glanced at the schedule, and I saw all of 9 blanks between now and the end of the season. So keep in mind, and a lot of folks don't really know that, you know, you do a lot more than just broadcast for the team. You help with travel. You help with the media. You're out there this morning before 6. This morning is going to be a huge, busy day for you. But, you know, you obviously do this for the love of the game. And I'm kind of curious, you know, when you sit down there and you call that first pitch today, you know, what are your thoughts? What do you love about the game?
What I love is the 213 days that passed since the last Bison's pitch was thrown when we were in Syracuse in ramping up to this point. Getting to opening day is the toughest part, Jay, and the excitement that finally arrives, today will be the easiest broadcast we have all season long. We can reflect on the offseason, some of the moves that were made, were not made, the promise that the players have coming off of spring training, their goals, their expectations. And then we become very analytical in game number 2. we wash away all those silver linings and get away from the pomp and circumstance. But that the draw of opening day for me is the most exciting broadcast in a lot of cases that we'll have all season long, just because it's finally here. You can take a deep breath. You can kind of put winter in the rearview mirror, so to speak. Yeah, there could be some cold days there. Yeah, there could be some windy and inclement weather in our future, especially early on. But this day, it just allows you to relax and get baseball back in front of you. And from a personal and very selfish standpoint, it gets us back on the air and it gives us an opportunity to interact with the fans again and bring them Bison baseball, whether on television or on radio.
I'm looking forward to hearing you and Duke McGuire. Duke's back with you again this year?
Absolutely. Okay. It'll be our 8th season together, and nobody has made my arrival to Buffalo smoother than Duke McGuire. Nobody has made my on-air experience more exciting and more enjoyable than that man.
And speaking of enjoyment, we got about a minute to go here before we have to send you off to your next appointment this morning. But what's new at the Coca-Cola Field this year?
Actually, a lot. From a fan perspective, you'll notice it immediately when you get into your seat. The new sound system is distributed. It's a balanced sound that'll enhance the in-game experience for the fans, plus the in-game promotions that you'll experience when innings 1 through 9 start. And then we added 2 new message boards on the club level where the old TriVision signage and clocks used to be to enhance the promotion experience beyond the advertisements and the messages that you'll get. You'll see more batter statistics, more pitcher statistics, out-of-town scores, and the ability to go to live audio and video at the same time, synced with our massive video board over center field. So that, from an in-park experience, plus a couple of new food items that are out there and new beverages as well that the fans can experience from day one on.
All right, we'll have to check those out and get a personal account of that on our own. Okay, very good, Ben. Thanks very much for your time this morning, and have a great broadcast today.
All right, thank you so much, Jay.
Ben Wagner is the play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Bisons, joining us on this opening day of the Buffalo Bison season. They have a first pitch scheduled for 2:05 this afternoon at Coca-Cola Field.